Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? Hi, I'm Josie, manager of the Natural Alternative Nutrition Center in Paso Robles. If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for a healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, October 21st, 2024. Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board discussing goals for inclusive excellence. Highway 46 US 101 interchange closures starting later this month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 37 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. On the board's agenda for its information items is a presentation for the district's plan to pursue inclusive excellence. The presentation says inclusive excellence focuses on the expectations and success for students, what groups of students are thriving and why, do students feel comfortable in their environments, what is being taught and how the school district can engage community partners in this work. The agenda says the school district will pursue training plans for junior and high school staff and identify barriers for reaching grade level standards. The presentation also says that 65% of students in the district are BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, or people of color, and feel as though staff do not address racism when it's heard. The school district plans to hold professional learning lessons with a large part of staff on various days to learn how to address these situations, as well as enhance the education and professional development of these students. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Live in the Scream, October 26, 2024, at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero. The event takes place from 5 to 9 p.m., with VIP guests allowed inside an hour early. The event will feature a dinner, drinks, live and silent auction, and a costume contest. For more information, you can visit templetoncsd.org.
Highway 46 road closures at the U.S. 101 interchange starting later this month. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Caltrans announced there will be overnight lane closures at Highway 46 and the U.S. 101 interchange overnight, beginning Sunday, October 27th. The closure on Sunday will last from 9 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. and then will go Monday through Thursday nights, 10 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. Caltrans says the southbound U.S. 101 on and off ramps at the interchange will be closed with detours in place. There may also be alternating lane closures for the northbound on and off ramps. Caltrans says the project is expected to be completed by Friday, November 1st. The County Public Works Department announced they'll begin service treatments in various parts of rural San Luis Obispo County. These include rural San Luis Obispo, Avila Beach, San Miguel, Templeton, and Shandon. Public Works says no parking signs, message boards, and other construction area signs have been posted in work areas. Work starts in Templeton and rural San Luis Obispo next week on October 28th. Two crews will be working simultaneously in North and South County. Public Works says one-way traffic control is required for each phase of work. Closures will go from Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with delays of up to 10 minutes expected in each area. A full map of each street that will be worked on is available on the county's website. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is tomorrow. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon CSD dissolution process. The CSD first began its dissolution on May 2, 2024, filing its application to the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO, on May 16th. The agenda says LAFCO found that the application was incomplete and insufficient for dissolution. Given the limited resources for the CSD and the need for a comprehensive analysis to LAFCO, county staff and CSD representatives are looking into hiring a firm to assist in completing the application. The firm would conduct a comprehensive analysis of the CSD and allow for both the county and CSD to consider all options and their associated costs for potential dissolution. If this request is approved, staff will return with a request to enter into a contract. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. On Saturday afternoon, CAL FIRE responded to a vegetation fire that broke out near the 3,000 block of Gilardi Road off Highway 1 between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay. CAL FIRE's report came in at around 12:44 p.m. on social media, saying that the fire had the potential to burn 150 acres due to dry brush and wind. After several hours, however, the fire was contained at 100%, with responders mopping up the blaze. CAL FIRE says the final acreage was 58 acres. The cause is reported to be under investigation. The County District Attorney's Office announced that on Friday, a jury convicted 36-year-old Nathan Abate for sexual assault crimes. During the 13-day trial, the jury heard accounts by several young female victims of Abate's repeated pattern of sexual assault. The DA's office says he would frequently provide alcohol to youthful women prior to sexually assaulting them. He has been convicted of 2 counts of forcible rape, 3 counts of rape of an intoxicated victim, and 4 counts of oral copulation of a person under the age of 18. District Attorney Dan Dow commended the women for their bravery in reporting the crimes that were inflicted on them when they were much younger and more vulnerable. The DA's office encourages anyone who has been a victim of sexual assault to contact a local law enforcement agency where the crime had occurred and to know that there are individuals and organizations willing and able to support them. In sports, Major League Baseball, this weekend for the League Championship Series, the Mets beat the Dodgers in Game 5, 12-6. Then in Game 6, the Dodgers took the series 4-2, winning the game 10-5. The Dodgers move on to the World Series. Then for the Guardians and Yankees, the Yankees beat the Guardians in Game 4 on Friday 8-6, then swept them once more 5-2 on Saturday. The World Series will have the two teams square off in a best-of-seven series. The first game starts Friday, October 25th. In the NFL for KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday, the Eagles beat the Giants 28-3, the Rams over the Raiders 20-15, the Steelers beat the Jets 37-15, the Chiefs over the 49ers 28-18. In Monday Night Football, tonight the Chargers will take on the Cardinals and the Ravens will face the Buccaneers. In high school football, on Friday, the Greyhounds beat Rigetti 20-17. San Luis Obispo shut out the Templeton Eagles 21-0. Mora Bay beat Santa Maria 48-13. Lompoc over Mission Prep 24-14. Paso Robles had a bye week. This week, Mission Prep will host the Paso Robles Bearcats, the Templeton Eagles will travel to Napomo, and Atascadero takes on Morro Bay. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, a few homes damaged by that fast-moving wind-whipped wildfire in Oakland Hills over the past few days, quickly spreading due to the high winds and dry conditions. Fire Captain Damon Covington says they knew where it started, but don't know why.
There was someone at home asleep. He heard an explosion, which was his front window exploding, and was able to get out of the house.
Last of the evacuation orders ending last night with crews reaching 85% containment. LA Dodgers heading to the World Series, beating the New York Mets to clinch the National League Championship Series 4-2. Dodgers' Shohei Ohtani talking through his interpreter.
I really feel like we finally arrived. I finally arrived at this stage. A lot of the games we played were really tough and hard to win, and was truly a team effort to get here.
Dodgers facing the New York Yankees with Game 1 in L.A. on Friday. Time running out to register online to vote. Today, the deadline to turn in forms. Anyone who misses it will have to request a ballot in person.
KPRL News continues at 6:16. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. The third edition of FIRA USA, the premier event for agricultural robots and autonomous farming solutions in California, is coming to Woodland October 22nd to the 24th. The three-day showcase will feature the cutting edge of technological innovation through live demonstrations and industry roundtables. Demonstrations will include technological solutions for farming nuts, fruits, grapes, vegetables, berries, and field crops. The event is free for growers to attend. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer, Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 43, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Wednesday, clouds starting to roll in on Thursday into the weekend, then partly cloudy on Monday next week. Upper 80s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 37 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:18.
I'm Michael Rivera, running for Paso Robles City Council. If elected, I'll work for a strict ban on camping in the Salinas Riverbed. We don't need to serve homelessness, we need to end it. That's real compassion. I'll work to require people camping in the riverbed to accept services or face consequences. The pollution in the riverbed must stop. Finally, we need to fix our roads. This should be job one. Please elect me to Paso Robles City Council. I'm Michael Rivera.
Paid for by committee to elect Michael Rivera for City Council.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's that life can get pretty busy. Throw you off your intended schedule. Well, not this week, though, because this week it's all about you earning entries to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including a $100,000 cash grand prize at Chumash Casino Resort. Ooh-hoo. Drawings start at 2 p.m. this Sunday. 75 winners throughout the day. Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can a man get pregnant?
Yes, a man, if their gender identity is male, they can get pregnant.
You have just heard a discussion that took place at the Atascadero School Board meeting on September the 17th. Those were the words of Matt Pinion, who is running for re-election.
Hi, I'm Jody Taylor.
And I'm Joey Arnold.
And we are both running for seats on the Atascadero School Board.
According to the 2023 U.S. News and World Report, at the Atascadero Middle School, only 54% of students tested at or above proficient level in reading, and only 33% in math.
And at the high school, there was only 50% proficiency in reading and 20% in math.
We believe that the school board meeting should focus on curriculums that will improve academic achievement at our schools.
Please vote for Jody Taylor
and Joey Arnold
for the Atascadero School Board on or before November 5th. Paid for by Joey Arnold and Jody Taylor for the 2024 Atascadero School Board.
How can a man be so intensely loved and hated at the same time? Vindicating Trump asks and answers this puzzling question. Join Slow County Republican Party this Thursday for movie night. Vindicating Trump starts at 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero with your host, District 5 Supervisor Debbie Arnold. Pizza, soda, and refreshments available with a $20 donation. Come early for a good seat. Don't miss this showing. Paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing shares are up nearly 3% after its tentative deal with the machinist union. However, the proposed contract must be ratified to end the strike. The vote is Wednesday. The union says it includes a 35% wage increase over 4 years, incentives, and larger contributions to the 401k plan. However, it does not restore pensions. Stock futures are losing ground this morning after records on Friday for the Dow and S&P 500. Holiday sales are starting in less than 3 weeks. Best Buy says its Black Friday deals will start Friday, November 8th, and it's promising new doorbusters every Friday. Store hours are being expanded starting November 3rd. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Susie Anderson. Have you heard about all the problems in Atascadero? No, you haven't. That's because things are going good and getting better every day. Keep a smooth running team in place. Vote for Seth Peek, Mark Duriz for City Council, and Charles Bourbeau for Mayor. Keep Atascadero moving forward. Keep Atascadero on the right track. Vote Peek, Duriz, and Bourbeau, paid for by Better Atascadero.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peek Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peekpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag, just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email to Into the Studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-577-5238. KPRL on your brisk Monday morning. A little chilly in here, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, that's why I got up my door closed.
Well, beats 100 degrees.
My mama told me, she said, son, beware. There's this thing called KPRL, and it's everywhere. And she told me, it can break your heart and put you in misery. Since I met KPRL, it's happened to me, and I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. I found myself phoning
the morning exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, I'm going to have a name you may remember or should remember. That is Jordan Cunningham. We'll be going over some of the propositions coming up in just another week or two. And then Susanna is getting confirmation on her guest this afternoon as well. So get ready for that here on The Right Choice, KPRL. The cutoff in the California news was due to, well, the computer just went dark. It just shut down during the segment. It restarted by itself, so that is the good news. But there has been some strange happenings here at the studio in the last couple of days regarding a few things, including yesterday.
Well, it's the season for strange happenings.
That's right. That spooky time of the year.
Yep, Casper, restarting your computer for you.
Yep, that doesn't usually happen, and usually you have to do a little something, but it restarted by itself. That I usually have to go out into the hallway and do the master switch on and off, but nope, not today. So get ready. That's all I can tell you is get ready. Okay, so, some weird things. Something weird happened yesterday here at the radio station. I was at home doing what I usually do on Sundays, some work and stuff like that in and around. So I get a call from someone near and dear to me, and that would be my wife, that there is an alarm going off here at the radio station. Okay, well, the alarm system, well, all you need to do is hit cancel. Well, that wasn't working. And I could hear the noise in the background. So, long story short, I decided, and this was just before 3 o'clock. So, there was concern, so I said, well, I'll come down and, see what we can do. First, I called our engineer. And he was at a wedding, which he did text me trying to help out, but he said he's at a wedding, there's not much he can do. And I was thinking, who goes to a wedding who has a wedding on Sunday? Maybe that's a new thing. I don't know. So he told me, this, and that. So I drove down, come in here, and sure enough, I hear this noise all around the station, go to the proper areas to shut things off, maybe pull some plugs, and the thing wouldn't go off. This noise wouldn't go off. And it's like, okay, so what's going on here? This is really strange. And it was even outside. So we thought maybe there's something in the power lines, because you could hear it outside. I mean, this is going on, and I guess it's already a long story, but just to wrap it up, my wife has this device on a chain, and it's for, I guess, protection. And it was beeping, 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 because every once in a while, when she wasn't in the room. I said, I think it's gone away. And then she'd come back and you'd hear it and so forth. So after all this, it was her making all this noise. So I had to drive all the way in. We're going around every inch of this building yesterday trying to figure out what it was. And it was her device. So.
Sometimes it's the thing you least expect.
Well, let's just say she owes me. All right. So anyway, it turned out, you know, kind of funny thing and a story to tell. Does anybody know why they're putting in a four-way stop sign up there in San Miguel? Is this another people just don't know how to negotiate anymore when they're driving? It's up there by the market, you know, going towards River Road. And I saw it Friday. Maybe it was there before because I come in that way every day. I only go home that way on Mondays and Fridays. And I go, well, gosh darn it. What are they doing this for? So, again, I don't know of any major incidents there or so forth or so on. Or this just another instance of people not knowing how to negotiate. Because they already have a stop sign there coming across. But now they're going to make it, apparently, a four-way. Maybe they'll put in a roundabout up in San Miguel as well. Not that the one in Paso Robles is not bad. It's good. It is good. All right, I got a couple of emails. One came in over the weekend. Both of them came in over the weekend. And it has to do with the mayor's letter, which Chris brought up on Friday as part of the newscast that he sent it. And we did not receive it. It's been a couple of occasions where we have not gotten anything from the city that were released. Can't imagine why that's happening, but you know, talk about fairness.
We could ask nicely.
Huh?
We could ask nicely.
You know, I thought about that, and I'm not very good at hearing BS when you ask questions. Hmm. And it's because this has kind of increased. I know there was an issue with another, it was a school district. It was Paso Robles School District. Now, that goes back a few years ago, and that hasn't been an issue since. I've been doing this such a long time that when you call certain entities and you're like, well, you know, we're sorry, you know what? I know why. You don't want us to have it. It's simple. But I think the people of Paso Robles should know. Anyway, here's the email here. The mayor's letter. So because many of the citizens are not happy with city manager Ty Lewis, it's a conspiracy to want to see him gone. Was it a conspiracy that many people didn't want the parking? Is that a conspiracy? Is it a conspiracy that people want to remove Gregory and Roden? Mr. Hammond, it is the people's right to express their opinion on elected officials, good or bad. I see your letter as a threat to those who don't agree with the three. Shame on you. The arrogance on this council is beyond belief, and they don't seem to care. All right, thank you for that email. I got another one. It says, rally in downtown. Kevin, did you see the rally in downtown Paso Robles for the Democrats? No, I didn't see that.
I saw something on it earlier this morning. And in fact, I passed by a little Trump rally in the same spot on Saturday when I was driving through the area.
Okay, so Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. I did go to look at it, though, and it said that let's see here, that they were waving at cars. Okay, so let me ask this just because. Is walking out towards the street, because I see the picture here, and waving at cars, is that safe to do? Doesn't that distract driving? Especially when you see people, and they're in this times we live in now, raising such emotion. But, I mean, they have a right to do, they have a right to rally. But I don't know as far as maybe doing some potential distraction for driving, but they're rallying to you know, support their cause and their opinions about why the state's being run in the ground, why crime is so high, and why we're paying more in taxes, and why they want more taxes, so they're rallying to continue that. That's great. That's great. Speaking of that, there's a nice little piece you can see on the Templeton, because they have a measure coming up. The school district is seeking to ask for more money. Now, one of the things that I think people should do, and again, this has nothing to do with whether you agree or disagree with it. You might want to look at your property taxes and see how much you're already paying on bonds. And then also, when you're voting on these measures for more money, of course, to usually save the world and make sure for the next generation, et cetera, we hear the same stuff all over, over and over again, is what is the actual cost of the bond through the life of it? And how long are you going to have to pay an additional? Well, you only pay an additional $200 on this bond. Oh, we got another bond. You're only going to have to pay an extra $150 on this one for the next X amount of years. And it's from the famous words of former city manager of Jim App, it's only an extra pizza a month. Well, now you're up to about 20, 25 pizza a month that you can't afford because they keep asking for more money. So there's more to these bonds than you think. And the complete obligation on it. So delve into the details. It doesn't take that long to get into some of these details on this. So, matter of fact, I may bring up a little bit of this with Jordan Cunningham this afternoon, because I know that he authored some bills when he was serving, and exactly what are the requirements and what must be the information given to the public. So we'll see if we can touch that on a little bit this afternoon. So anything else that may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on this regarding the election? Because, again, we're not that far away. Some things here happening locally and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to play this little piece here because when you I think as a nation that we're a little bit too soft and thinking that nothing can happen. And this is a representative from Florida, Mario Diaz-Balart. And just listen to it. It's fairly short. And this has to do with the vulnerable, how vulnerable we are in the United States.
This is a national security crisis. I don't think we have been this vulnerable as a nation, frankly, since the Civil War. The fact that we have millions of people, many of which we know are criminals, are rapists, murderers, convicted rapists and murderers, that have been allowed by policy into the United States by the Biden-Harris administration.
Yep, there you have it. Well, do call back at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Now, I think because we're in the United States, when you hear things like this, it may be overblown. But think about what he said, though, the millions of people that have been led into this country who, and we've seen the national stories, who are all the things that he said. They're rapists and they're murderers and they're just not very good people. They're not even people. They're animals. And this administration has let them in there. Let them in. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Just a quick question statement type of a thing. So there was a video on X that I watched, and the guy asked Alexa who was going to win or projected to win the 2024 election. And Alexa came back and said that there will not be a 2024 election. Some law was going to be invoked and the person or the party in power was going to stay in power. Now, I don't have Alexa myself, so I can't, you know, say that's true. But if there's somebody out there that would talk to their Alexa or ask them that same question and let you know, that would be interesting. But my statement is that if AI is all-knowing and all-seeing, so to speak, if it pulls all its information from different sources and so forth, either it's lying to you or it's telling you the truth.
Well, who puts in the information to AI?
Exactly. So when they say something like that about the election, is it true?
Well, what law could be invoked?
I'm not sure. The guy stated something on there about a law that was enacted at some point in time, and, well, I mean, I know that they could declare a national emergency, and then that would, you know, freeze everything. I've heard that scenario before, but this was a different law that this thing had mentioned, but I didn't catch what law it was.
Well, we had elections even during the Civil War.
Yeah.
Well, it was a couple of months ago there was something with this AI and Alexa that something to do with Trump and why people should vote. I mean, Harris, why they should vote for her, and they went into details, and for the Trump one, they didn't do it.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. So what is the, is there a skew? Is it being, what I'm trying to say is if this is being used as a propaganda tool, so to speak, or something that when you ask it, if it's giving mis or disinformation, shouldn't we be able to sue that company for damages for false and misleading information?
Well, I think that's where we kind of get into the slippery slope of what the Democrats are trying to do with regarding misinformation.
Yeah, exactly. Mis and disinformation. And then sometimes you find out that all the mis and disinformation that you were told actually comes out to be, oh, well, it was true. The crime rates were actually up, but we just, you know, we missed it by a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that came out just the other day. And that was a big margin that they missed it by. I think that for people who follow, you know, actually who take the responsibility of being a citizen, they would have thought that that was hooey to begin with. I mean, we can just read the stories. We can just see it around, even here on the Central Coast. There's more crime.
Right.
They've changed the definitions of what they are, and they've lowered the threshold, but it's still crime as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's like Trump said in the debate about the crime, and then he gets fact-checked by the moderator, and then later on you find out, oh, it was true. Oh, well, it's too late now.
When you talk about we find out afterwards, and many of us were on board with this to begin with, but look what happened. More information came out about COVID.
And continues to come out. And those doctors that were poo-pooed on, so to speak, and threatened and so on and so forth, turned out to be correct. And now it's like, okay, now what do you do?
Well,
I mean, they're talking about, I mean, I've seen some stuff on X and so forth that just kind of makes you wonder, makes you think a little bit.
Well, again, this has become more prevalent in conversation is who is being held accountable, and not just the federal level, but the state level. When we see the incompetency, the same thing on the local level. Look at this county. Look at our city. Who is held accountable for any of this?
Right. It just goes to Newsom figuring out, oh, guess what? We don't have as much money in surplus as we thought. We missed it by a little bit. We got to back that number up. Well, that's a huge mistake. Well, who's accountable for that? Who's doing the accounting is what I'd like to know.
Well, was it a mistake or was it a lie? Because it was planned just before the March or June election at one of those years.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, was an honest mistake or a lie, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I'm going to be, because there's so many of them, that they're lies.
Yeah.
Because, again, if they're that incompetent, then get rid of them.
True.
But it's like this rally in downtown Paso Robles with the Democrats. You've ruined the state. We're billions in debt. You're rallying to put the same people back in office. That just amazes me that people do this. You're tearing
what do you call them? Lockstep idiots. So you just have to be, I mean, you can have a conversation with somebody like that, but I guess sometimes they just, as far as like common sense and reason, it's either out the door or just forgotten about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, sir.
Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, you too. Let me see. The presidential election cannot be canceled. The Constitution requires that presidential elections take place this year. Hold on. Let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. You were talking about people's Alexas and what what they say about the election. You know, I found that really interesting because I can't remember how exactly I worded it to Alexa about each candidate. And when you ask her about Trump, she says something like, I'm not at liberty to discuss political da-da-da. And then when you ask her about Kamala, she says, you know, all these facts and all these different things about her and you know, talks in quite positive light about her. And I thought, that's really interesting that you have no facts about Trump when I ask about him. But when I ask about her, you just rattle on and on and on. I found that interesting. So I'm glad you guys brought that up today.
Did you look into it to see why?
No, I didn't. I should. But yeah, no, I really didn't. I just was kind of curious. We mostly use ours for an alarm clock and, you know, to listen to Fox News. You'd think they would have known when I asked for Fox News every morning. But yeah, I don't know. It was interesting.
So that Alexa, can it hear everything that you're doing throughout the day, or is it on and off control? Because I don't know that much about it.
It only responds to you, or I assume hears you, if you say its name. Some people call it computer. I know in the settings you can choose to call it Alexa or to call it computer. So if you say Alexa or computer first, then it responds to you. But I don't know. I honestly have wondered that myself, if it listens throughout the day.
Okay. All right. Well, if you find out anything more, or if somebody knows, they'll give us a call and we can pass it along.
You bet. Take care.
Okay. You too. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Passerville School Board's next meeting is tomorrow night at 6 p.m. On the board's agenda for its information items is a presentation for the district's plan to pursue inclusive excellence, parts of which will train staff to address racism when it is heard. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Livin' the Scream, October 26th at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero. The event takes place from 5 to 9 p.m. The event will feature dinner, drinks, live and silent auction, and a costume contest. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 39 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional, FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Sue Guzman. Israel says its military is now taking aim at Hezbollah's financial arm and says it plans to attack a large number of bank targets in Beirut. A helicopter crashed into a Houston radio tower Sunday night, causing it to burst into flames, leaving at least four people dead. Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
Let me just emphasize that the scene is secure, multiple fatalities. Apparently there's a child. And it's a horrible thing to witness.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham questioning Republicans who support Vice President Kamala Harris. Graham addressing them on NBC's Meet the Press.
To every Republican supporting her, what the hell are you doing? You're supporting the most radical nominee in the history of American politics.
Harris will be joined by Republican Liz Cheney in campaign appearances today in Detroit and Pennsylvania. America's listening to Fox News.
If you live in Paso Robles and plan to vote in November, your police officers and firefighters associations urge you to vote yes on Measure I-24. I-24 is simply a continuation of a half-cent sales tax we are already paying, and the money raised has funded more than $78 million in road repairs. If I-24 fails, funding will be directed away from police and fire, resulting in fewer officers and firefighters available for emergencies. Voting yes on I-24 is a vote for public safety.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
This is Andrea Seastrand, president of the Central Coast Taxpayers Association. The cost of living is too high, and Proposition 5 would make it worse. Proposition 5 makes it easier for politicians to raise taxes on homes, apartment buildings, and businesses. That means higher housing costs and higher prices. Vote no on Proposition 5. Stop the tax increases. Watch the mail for your ballot and vote no on Proposition 5.
Ad paid for by Central Coast Taxpayers Association Issues Committee. No on Prop 5.
It is 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The 120th World Series matchup is all set, and for the 12th time, it will be the Yankees against the Dodgers. L.A. wrapped up the National League Championship Series with a 10-5 win over the New York Mets last night. Series MVP Tommy Edman put the Dodgers in front with a two-run double in the first inning, then tacked on a two-run dinger in the third.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you always dream about, but not necessarily something that I was expecting, but that's what we prepare for. You know, you prepare for those big moments, and fortunately, I was able to come through.
He drove in 11 runs in the six games. The Yankees won the ALCS on Saturday night, New York ousting Cleveland in five games. The World Series begins Friday at Dodger Stadium. The Chiefs are the last undefeated team in the NFL after topping the 49ers 28-18 in the Super Bowl rematch. Kareem Hunt rushed for two touchdowns. The Lions handed the Vikings their first loss, 31-29, on a last-minute field goal. Packers kicked a field goal as time ran out to edge the Texans. Commanders lost Jaden Daniels to an early rib injury, but still routed the Panthers. Daniels will be tested today. Bengals beat the Browns. Cleveland's Deshaun Watson likely out for the year with a torn Achilles. The Jaguars pounded the Patriots in the last of the London games. Sunday night, the Steelers grounded the Jets. Russell Wilson accounted for three TDs in his Pittsburgh debut. Wins for the Bills, Seahawks, Colts, Eagles, and Rams. Tonight, another Monday night doubleheader. The Ravens at the Buccaneers and the Chargers at the Cardinals. Oregon replaces Texas at the top of the college football polls this week. NHL, the Winnipeg Jets keep on winning. 6-3 over the Penguins to improve to 5-0 on the young season. Avalanche slammed the Sharks. San Jose winless in six games so far. And the Kings down the Ducks. The NBA regular season tips off tomorrow. Last night, the New York Liberty won the WNBA title. That's Monday Sports.
All righty, we have our usual triple header coming up this Sunday here on KPRL, starting off with the Bears taking on Washington, then the Raiders taking on the Chiefs. Good luck. And finally, the late game, Dallas and the 49ers, all here on the Right Choice KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance in Templeton. He is the man. Mid-80s today, lots of sunshine, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-40s, upper 80s Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-80s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, mid-80s, low 80s Sunday, and low to mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 5, up and down, 7:16 a.m., 6:20 p.m. We are at 38 degrees. Maybe that's why Chris has the door closed, because I have them open. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Moving right along gingerly on this Monday morning. Hello, get ready.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
I don't know, this computer, maybe because it's cold, it's moving a little slow this morning. Mercy. Oh. The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters at their expanded location in the Oaks Plaza. That's near the Guesthouse Grill at Tascadero. Checking in to see what animals may be out there and about and get them where they need to be. Nothing. I see nothing. However, speaking of seeing nothing, sheep can recognize faces. They have the ability to remember and recognize up to 50 other sheep faces, and they can remember them for years. They can also recognize human faces. How about that?
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive. I don't know how they figure that out, but they do that, and kind of reminds me of the song. They all get prettier at closing time.
Also, this is more about trivia, but you did pork and chicken on Thursday and Friday last week. Are we going to have a beef-related trivia today?
Absolutely not.
Nah, so close.
Absolutely not. All right, well, it's because you've been on a roll, that's why. You were hoping for that. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception@kprl.com. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters. It's your one-stop shop for ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing. That's right. That's at the location there. Okay. All right. Just about 5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. This they are on file. Okay, let me see here. I'm looking for this word that we use once in a while. And let's see here. A placeholder name for an unnamed, unspecified, or hypothetical manufactured good or product. A little complicated for a Monday, I understand that, but a placeholder name for an unnamed, unspecified, or hypothetical manufactured good or product. What word am I looking for?
I got nothing to write down so far, so I might not get this one.
Let me see. Apparently, it is a device because it's placed in cans and bottles of beer to aid in the generation of froth. I don't want froth in my beer. I just want beer in my beer. The heck with the froth. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I think it's widget.
Wow. That's pretty darn good.
Yep. I've been around a long time, so I've heard that word used often over the years, many years.
Well, you know, Chris, does your generation use the word widget?
I've heard the word, but I've never heard anyone actually use it, and I've never heard it in this context either, so stumped me.
Okay, well, that's more for us in the dinosaur generation of saying the widget company, because we would use it as an example, right, ma'am?
Exactly. Yes, you're right. And over the last 50 years, 60 years, I've heard it now and then, and I knew what it meant. And so as soon as you said that first sentence, I knew exactly what word you were looking for.
Well, you're on it today. May I have your name, please?
Yes. It's Ann Spencer.
All right. Thank you very much. And you're down as a qualifier. Yep, the widget. Let me see. A widget. There's quite a few. According to this, an element of interaction in a graphical user interface, such as a button or a scroll bar. I have no idea what that means. Widget toolkit, a software library containing a collection of GUI widgets that collaborate when used in the construction of applications. I have no idea what any of this is.
Too computery for you, huh?
Yep. Widget Marvel Comics, a comic book character, an alternate version of the Shadow Cat from the Days of Future Past timeline. I don't know anything about comics, so I'm at another loss for it. There was a Widget TV series, or Widget the World Watcher. It was a 1990s animated television series. There was a Widget video game based on the TV series. Widget, a character of the Wow Wow Whoopsie cartoon, and Widget Drive, a hard drive used only in the Apple Lisa computer program. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
The Widget nickname, the New York World Journal Tribune. All right, so there you have it, folks. More than you ever needed or wanted to know about widgets.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The next County Board of Supervisors meeting is tomorrow at 9 a.m. On the board's agenda is a discussion for assisting with the San Simeon Community Services District dissolution process. Staff is asking to search for firms that would assist in the completion of the application for dissolving the CSD. On Saturday afternoon, CAL FIRE reported a vegetation fire broke out near the 3000 block of Gilardi Road off Highway 1 between San Luis Obispo and Morro Bay. CAL FIRE's report came in at around 12:44 p.m., saying it had the potential to burn 150 acres. The fire was contained at 58 acres. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, I found one more. It's an E9A widget. That is a turboprop airliner. So everything you ever wanted to know about widgets, you probably still don't know. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.